His administration is working to gather support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that means President Barack Obama is trying to sell the agreement from all sides, including agriculture. Speaking to governors from across the nation, Obama pointed to the importance of increased exports for economic growth, especially in agriculture.
If you look at what's happened over the last 7 years since I came into office, first of all, exports drove the early part of this recovery. That was true in every state and in almost every sector. If you're an agricultural state, the ag community was making out great for the vast majority of this administration because of exports.
When coming up with examples in business that would specifically benefit from the agreement, Obama brought up an ag sector that was key in discussions surrounding the agreement.
It is, I believe, indisputable that once we have TPP in place, American companies, American workers will be better off than the existing trade regime that we have right now. I mean, I'll just give you a very simple example. Right now, there are 18,000 tariffs, taxes essentially, on American goods and services that would all be eliminated. So if you're a rancher in Colorado, they can sell beef to Japan in ways that they cannot do right now, and that is a huge market for them.
More broadly, Obama says the agreement will allow American businesses to work in a market that he thinks will be key in the future.
It is because of my confidence in our ability to compete and the fact that we have no choice but to compete that we said, where's the next big market where folks are selling us goods, but we're not able to sell them goods? And we looked at the Asia-Pacific region that is the fastest growing, most dynamic, youngest population in the world, and where invariably economic activity is going to be driving much of the world economy for decades to come.
Obama and other administration officials have been working to rally support for the agreement because it still needs congressional approval, something that might not happen until later this year. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.